When I was home for Christmas last week, I had the opportunity to look through some of my parents' Christmas cards. And here were a couple of Christmas cards that I found. One card said, "The greatest gift this Christmas is family." All capital letters, family. Then I found another card that said, "The best gift of all around the Christmas tree is the presence of a happy family." And after reading cards like these, and there were some others, all I can say are the words of my 2.5-year-old nephew. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. These cards are terrible. They're secular, pagan cards. Everybody knows that the best gift of Christmas, the kids told me on Christmas Eve, the best gift of Christmas is not wrapped in wrapping paper. The best gift of Christmas is wrapped in swaddling clothes. Everyone knows that the greatest gift of Christmas is Jesus and his saving power to destroy death and take away our sins. Everyone knows that the best gift of all around the Christmas tree is not presents, but the presence of a little baby who is born to raise us from the earth, born to give us second birth. The best gift this Christmas and every Christmas is Jesus Christ. So to remind us what the best and greatest gift of Christmas truly is, Holy Mother Church always has us celebrate on the Sunday within the octave of Christmas the beautiful feast of the Holy Family. And although it is indeed a blessing from God to spend time with our natural families during the Christmas holiday, the best gift of all is Jesus, who gives us a chance to belong to God's holy family through grace in the sacrament of baptism. Today, Holy Mother Church asks us to contemplate some members of our supernatural family. Did you notice? Abraham and Sarah, and Simeon and Anna. What do these members of our supernatural family have in common? Well, first of all, they're all old. Oh, excuse me. They're all advanced in years. Right? They're all advanced in years, as the Bible says. You know how old Abraham was when he had Isaac, don't you? He was 100. How old was Sarah when she had Isaac? She was a young girl. She was 90. These are a pair of senior citizens, aren't they? And what about Simeon and Anna? Simeon was advanced in years, not thinking that he would be eligible for senior citizen discounts by the time he got to see the Messiah. And Anna, the Bible tells us clearly, was 84 years old, living 7 years when she was married, and then her husband died, and then for 77 years lived as a widow. All of these people are advanced in years. And so Holy Mother Church is asking us to highlight today the role of our grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents. It's really a joy to see my nieces and nephews gravitate toward my parents, their grandparents, because they see in them the wisdom of experience. It's like us young priests, we gravitate toward our senior priests because they can give me a perspective of the wisdom of experience, of a life well lived. But you know that Abraham and Sarah and Simeon and Anna are not just models for us because they're senior citizens. We all know that sometimes senior citizens can be cranky, secular, and immoral. Abraham and Sarah and Simeon and Anna are people of faith. They're people of hope. Abraham put his faith in the Lord. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He had no clue where he was going. By faith, Sarah received power to generate, even though she was well past the normal age. For she thought, he thought, that the one who made the promise was trustworthy. By faith, Abraham offered up Isaac. And he who received the promise was ready to offer up his only son. Do you see this incredible hope? Abraham and Sarah put their hope in the Lord. They had no clue where they were going, what they were doing. All they said was, God made the promise, and he's trustworthy. We call that hope. The Lord took note of Sarah as he said he would, and he did for her exactly as he promised. Of course he does. He always keeps his promises. And so we say in the Roman canon of the Mass so beautifully, Abraham is our father in faith. In faith. Not just because he's old. In faith. Simeon trusted. He had hope in God's promise that he would not see death before he had seen Christ the Lord. Now this obviously is a man of incredible prayer and a deep interior life. He's righteous and he's devout. Right? He is the beautiful gift of piety. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we get in confirmation. He listens to the Holy Spirit. And because he listens to the Holy Spirit, he comes up with this beautiful prayer called the Nunc Dimittis, which the church puts on our lips every night before we go to bed. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. See the faith of this man who could come up with that prayer? And then there's Anna. Anna never left the temple. She's worshiping night and day, not only praying but also fasting. And when she sees little baby Jesus, 40 days old, she speaks to everybody about Jesus. She's an evangelizer. She doesn't keep her faith to herself. She's willing to put it on the Christmas card and say, look at this baby. It's all about Jesus. And so today, Holy Mother Church asks us to be grateful for our parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents who are believers, who hope in God's promises, who, like Abraham and Sarah, Simeon and Anna, hope against hope, who, like Anna, are praying and fasting night and day for their children and grandchildren so that they'll come back to the church, so that they would enter into a fellowship, a communion, a friendship with the Lord Jesus. Today we honor all those parents and grandparents who are great evangelizers, who are not afraid to speak about the child Jesus to their children and grandchildren. You know, if I were picking the readings for Grandparents' Day at school, these are the readings I'd pick. If you asked me, why don't you give a retreat to grandparents? I'd say, easy. I'd talk about my friends Abraham and Sarah and Simeon and Anna. Today we give thanks for the generations of family members who have gone before us, who are righteous and devout, who fast and pray night and day, who have a deep interior life, who are great evangelizers and talk about Jesus to their children and grandchildren, and most of all, who hope in God's promises, knowing that God never, ever breaks a promise. For the one who makes the promise is trustworthy.